Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has called for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism. He's on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Europe, and on Sunday spoke to dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Terrorism's devastation of life will continue to spread. Peaceful societies will become engulfed by violence, and the futures of many generations will be sadly squandered.
Mr. Trump travels from Saudi Arabia to Israel today, where he will meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders before going to Brussels to meet with NATO members and to Sicily for the G7 summit. United Nations Security Council plans to have an emergency meeting tomorrow in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a National Security Council meeting on the matter. VOA asked RAND Corporation scholar Bruce Bennett if this latest launch could put out of reach any peace hopes between Seoul and Pyongyang.
No, I think President Moon Jae-in wants to get back to it, but Kim Jong-un has got to let him. Moon Jae-in, with the South Korean populace, the broader populace that he now serves as president, has to be responsive to bad actions by North Korea.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called the ongoing testing disappointing and disturbing. In Nigeria, the military said it killed at least 13 suspected Boko Haram fighters in the Lake Chad area. In the country's northeast, anti-Boko Haram vigilantes said four of their colleagues searching for food for the internally displaced were seized on the outskirts of the capital Maiduguri and killed by suspected insurgents. This is VOA News. The last